Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Random Chatter. This is episode 329.
No, it's 334.
Somewhere around there. 335
will be in a minute. It'll be soon, but not now. And now is not then, which was
in a minute.
229, but which was now back then, but not now.
58, 57. Sorry. So here we are doing our review show this week. We've been a couple of weeks to be off. We haven't had a lot of news going on, so we haven't been recording much, but we've been watching stuff, including some stuff that just came out like recently, like as of today or yesterday.
As of today or yesterday. Yeah. Now I feel like I'm missing out. Like I was
Mortal
I
felt Kombat.
Awesome because like on Friday I was caught up. Oh, okay. That's what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah. So let's see, first off, we've all watched Falcon and Winter Soldier finale, right?
Yes.
Yes. And Tim, I know you have because you've already recorded about it.
Oh, absolutely.
So what'd you guys think of the season finale, I should say?
Go ahead, Eric.
It was really good.
I was waiting for more. It was just he was hemming and hawing there, and all of a sudden,
oh, there's really good. There's more, Lou. You know it's Eric.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
It's Eric.
You're wrong this time. Like that's it.
Really?
No, you can't hold it back.
He can't. It's kind of like in Roger Rabbit when they want to get the tune to come out. It's like
you see this.
He's simmering. He's like really wants to do that.
Completely calm, relaxed. It was really good. I have nothing more. I mean, I can come up with something.
Really? Okay. Nothing more to say.
No, like it wasn't. It definitely wasn't bad. I mean, it was solidly really, really good, but like it wasn't amazing. Like I didn't finish watching it immediately want to go like start talking to people about it. It was like exactly what I expected, which is good. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, what's next?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Tim, do you have more to add to that or adequately good too?
No, I definitely have more to add. I really liked it. I was very satisfied. It basically did accomplish what I thought it would. So there weren't any like huge surprises or reveals for me. But the episode itself was just, you know, really intense. I mean, very rarely do you get something of that duration, which is almost all action. And that episode was, and it was great. And the moments that weren't action weren't wasted at all. They were all incredibly meaningful. And I like what they tied up in terms of certain storylines and certain characters. I like the doors that they left open for other things, which, you know, hopefully I expect that they'll take advantage of either in maybe a second season of this, which still hasn't been officially announced, maybe a completely different series, maybe in a movie. There was a movie announcement. So, you know, who knows? But yeah, I'm really satisfied with it. The entire story as a whole, I'm really happy with.
Okay.
I would agree. I wasn't trying to say it's merely adequate. I'm just saying that like, it's really good, but then like, what else do you want me to say? Like it, you know.
Okay. No, fair enough. I mean, it wasn't earth-shattering. There was nothing in the thing that was like, oh my God, they went there. You know, right.
Yeah.
It was just a very good series. I wish it was longer. I wish we had more.
Yeah. I think if I did have it to give it a critique, it would be that. I feel like there was still more story to tell. There were parts of the whole season that felt a little rushed or like they could have put certain things in instead of other things. But, you know,
There were some surprising things I thought character wise with you know ancillary characters that they gave reveals to. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. You know, let's hope they do something with that down the road because they set up a lot of really cool stuff, I think.
And that's the thing. This felt like it needs a season two, whereas WandaVision, I think I had more to say about it, but it was also its own little self-contained thing. And I really feel like this is asking for a second season, not because of any cliffhangers, but just because, oh, this is okay. So to me, what the MCU would look like in a television show spinoff. Like, you've got the movies and then you've got, what would you do on television? And this seems exactly the definition of what you would do on television with the MCU. And so it just, well, yeah, like it's such an obvious choice to me. Like, this is the obvious thing. And they delivered it in the obvious way, which is great, but you know, that's it.
And I think this is the synergy I wanted to see back when we had S.H.I.E.L.D. on TV that we never really got. You know, this is that, you know, WandaVision was going to roll
a different
into
tone.
The next Doctor Strange. This feels like it's setting up a season two and or the next movie announcement type stuff. So, with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, both, you know, cinema and TV working together, I think this is a nice fit, really. One thing I didn't like was I didn't like that freaking head condom thing that Falcon wore at the end. I did not like that treatment for the goggles and the
headpiece.
Straight from the comics.
I kind of had the same thought about it too.
I was picturing the discussion in the wardrobe room when they were getting things set up for this, and they showed this to him, and he's like, "Oh hell no." I ain't wearing that, but anyway.
I'll tell you, I'm really happy with it. Do check out MCU TV, latest episode of that, episode 12, I think, is up where we reviewed it. And also don't forget that this coming Friday is the behind the scenes episode, for Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Oh really? Okay, cool. I didn't know.
Yes. Under, Marvel Assembled, I think is
that's what they're doing for the Marvel stuff. Yep.
Yeah. That's the name of the show that they're doing their behind the scenes stuff on. So
then when is Loki starting?
Loki will start after the Bad Batch. So it's starting June 11th.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
All right. So Bad Batch is the next big thing we've got. The next Marvel thing will be after that. And then we also maybe have Detours, maybe. Except not, except yes, except we'll find out on the 4th.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hopefully we'll find out more soon on the 4th, yes.
Yeah.
So another thing that dropped, was it Friday or was it yesterday?
Friday.
Friday.
If you're thinking of what I think you're thinking of.
Yeah, you're right, you probably are.
Which unfortunately none of us should be thinking about.
Have you watched it?
Most of it. I haven't finished it
yet. You've watched most of it. Have you watched it, Tim?
All except the last 20 minutes, and I really don't need to.
You know what, Tim?
I mean, I will.
You may be correct.
I watched it up until the reveal that I was waiting for the first two acts of the movie. And then finally that character comes in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I know who you're talking. Okay. Yeah. See, I didn't care about the character, so I never looked forward to it showing up. And then when it did, it was like, okay, whatever.
We should actually talk about, like, tell people what we're talking
what
about.
What it is. So we're talking about Mortal Kombat, the most recent iteration of the movie.
The most anticipated movie of the spring when it comes to big budget blockbuster releases, because it is the only big budget blockbuster spring release.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the most anticipated.
The rest of the movies all took a step backward and left this standing out in front to be selected.
That's exactly how they do it.
Now, that being said, going into this, and I've probably about 45 minutes left to watch. I'm at the kind of assembled part of the crew and they're kind of training. So, it's that 80s music montage training thing. It's not really an 80s music montage training thing, but you went into this movie with the expectation of, oh my God, this is going to be nominated for Academy Award. You're probably going to be disappointed.
Right.
if you went into the movie thinking this is a 90s video game property, they're making a remake of a movie out of in today's world, and I know what I'm going to get, you're probably okay with it.
Yeah, this movie is...
And you recognize that the original movie wasn't good at all.
You're being so polite and generous right now, Tim. It is, like, more so than in any other film, it's important to temper your expectations. Mm-hmm. This. So
mine were very, very, very low.
So I want to say, relatively speaking, okay, relative to the original Mortal Kombat movie and other similar things like the Street Fighter movie, etc., this was actually pretty good. The choreography, the fight choreography was really good.
Yes.
There was just...
The effects were actually decent.
Yeah.
I like the effects. Yeah.
And I thought...
And Hiroyuki Sanada, like anything he's in, I'll watch at least his scenes.
Okay.
You know?
No, I'm going to use the S word here. Story. Yeah.
Lou. But it actually
now
had...
Now we have to go edit. Now we have to edit.
It actually had a decent setup. You know, I haven't finished the movie, of course, but the setup I thought was pretty good. I mean, it was like, okay, I'm kind of following this.
No, see, here's what you need to do. Go, and I'm not being like facetious or anything. Like, seriously, go to YouTube and do a search for, I think it's Mortal Kombat 10, which is the previous to the current game. Current game's 11. Do a search for the cinematics for Mortal Kombat 10. And it's like 2.5 hours long. And it's legitimately like a movie. Now it's all like 3D rendering and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's got a story. Okay. It's kind of like watching the Wing Commander movie after you played Wing Commander 3. And then you sit down in the theater and you're like, where's the story? I played the video game. The video game had a great story. Where's the story in the movie?
Right.
It's literally the same thing. The video game had an actual interesting story with character development, and the stakes kept getting higher and higher, but not like just in a video game sort of way. There's like all this interdimensional conflict and loss and this and that. None of that here. The story, they took all of that from Mortal Kombat 10, and they took like the back of the box synopsis for it, and then decided that was going to be the entirety of the story for the movie.
See, like I said, I got 4 to 5 minutes left, so I'm not finished with it.
Yeah, you are. With the story, Blue? Yeah, you are.
Okay. Because, I mean, I thought the opening sequence stuff was like, okay, they're setting this up, and I kind of see where they're going with it. You know, but the whole Kano stuff is really kind of
annoying,
pissing me off.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? That's who he, okay.
I mean, I of course did appreciate that they, you know, got in the audio of their, you know, finishing moves in there and stuff. Just cause that's the video game. And like, if you've played the game, then, you know, that's kind of the thing that you look for as kitschy as it is. Mm. But yeah, after like, really after the opening thing, it just like someone just took the script and walked away.
Here's what made it like especially bad. So the opening stuff was okay. The world building was okay. Kano was annoying, but then he was kind of supposed to be annoying. Sonya Blade.
Right.
Mm. The actress who played her. And I hate like picking on a single person. And I don't know where, I haven't seen anything else she's been in, but she really felt like she couldn't act. And I'm not saying she couldn't act. Maybe it was the director just not being able to get a good performance out of her. I don't know whose fault it was, but there were so many scenes where like, I'm listening to the dialogue and I'm thinking, is it the dialogue? Nope. The dialogue's okay. The delivery is horrible. And it really felt like, you know, a college theater group trying to make a movie with some of the performances, especially hers.
For me, in terms of her, I felt that the story screwed her anyway.
I mean, it did.
To begin with. I mean, because they made her go through this whole lengthy thing. And I just, it's like, okay, so you're just going to hold this character back. And she's literally going to sit in the stands.
She pushed against that and then kind of like got to where she needed to be at the end. But the problem was there was no journey to where she needed to get to be. It was just, you're not there. You're not there. You're not there. You're there. And she just shows up and it's like, okay, I got to where I needed to be now. Happened off screen. Don't worry about it. I'm awesome.
Exactly. Yeah. But the story just totally, it was so disjointed. Like the story elements, they put on little cubes and they put into a box that kids ask your parents. It's called Boggle. And you shake the crap out of that box. And then however the letters settle in, is like you have to spell words off of that. That was the challenge that they had with
us. Ironically, the three of us, with the words we came up with from a Boggle game, probably could have concocted a better story.
This is just true.
Oh, this is true. Okay.
It was rough. Look, folks, if you're fans of the video game, if you like the franchise, if you like the... I'll use the word genre very loosely. You know what? Go ahead and watch it. It has some entertainment. It has some fun to it.
It really does.
But really don't expect any depth whatsoever out of it, because you're not going to get it.
And the most confusing thing is...
The effects are worth it. The effects are worth
it. The seven-minute promo that was released online is the very opening of the film. And if the whole film were like that, it would be amazing. People would be talking about it for years. That's not what the whole film is like. That's just a 7-minute promo, and the rest of the film is nothing like that at all. So if you haven't seen that promo, everything you're going to go into this movie thinking this movie is going to be, it's going to be exactly that, but a really polished, well-refined version of that. So it's not a, it's fine. It's a fine throwaway. You know, I'm bored one evening and I want to watch a fun movie with martial arts and special effects and like video gamey stuff. It's great for that kind of thing. It's great.
Something that you can take a nap in the middle of and not miss a thing.
See, and if you liked it, I did see an article today that the actor that played Sub-Zero Joe
is contracted for like four movies.
Yeah, he's got four more options.
Warner Brothers doesn't, but he does.
If it goes well, he's got options for four more.
Wow.
Okay. Good luck on that.
Who's going to pick that up?
Yeah. Oh, well. So I probably have the smallest section of anything else. I had Mortal Kombat in my section, but we just talked about that. The other thing I watched recently was I started watching this series called The Head. It's on HBO Max. And it's about a research station in Antarctica that some weird stuff goes on in the winter, the nighttime version of them. And it's kind of cool in the first episode when they drop off the night crew or the winter crew, I guess it is, and they're going to be alone for 6 months down there. The first thing they do in the first night is they all watch The Thing, which I thought was pretty cool. it's a thing we do. Every new shift watches The Thing on their first night there. And this
of course.
And then, you know, things go awry. And at the very end of the first episode, you understand why the series is called The Head. I won't spoil that for you. It's a bit, I'm not sure.
Because that's what everyone calls the toilet?
No.
Not everybody.
Only Navy.
I think it's a Navy thing. Yeah. Yeah. Air Force. I always got annoyed when people called it that.
It's kind of, I'm not sure if it's foreign or not. I mean, there's a lot of subtitled stuff in it, but a lot of English too. So it's not all subtitled, but it's a good mix, decent series so far. I've only been, like I said, one episode into it, but I'm hooked and I'm going to watch the rest of it. So that's kind of my recommendation for something you can check out and is on HBO Max.
Good. I had it on my list. I just haven't watched it yet. So maybe I'll bump it up a few slots.
And that's it for
me.
Otherwise, I'm just kept up on my.
It's been like 3 weeks since we've done reviews.
I know.
Like literally 3 weeks. You've watched one thing. Well, and Mortal Kombat, which isn't even really a thing.
I've been catching up on other stuff and older stuff I've been watching. So nothing new and earth shattering that you want to see. But who's up next? Tim?
Yeah. So let's see. I watched probably the main thing I watch here, aside from Falcon Winter Soldier, is a movie called Night Hunter. It's on Amazon Prime. It's actually from 2018. I wasn't even aware of the movie. Found it, like the write-up on it. Seemed pretty good. Have either of you guys seen it?
No, not yet. I've heard of it.
That you were
I think it's another one I've got on my list.
So definitely worth watching. Also very rated R. So, you know, not something you want to watch with the kids around. It's a pretty like dark storyline about female abductions and that kind of stuff. Henry Cavill, Ben Kingsley, and Alexandra Daddario, they're basically the top three cast in it. Stanley Tucci is in it. Minka Kelly is in it. Nathan Fillion is in it very briefly. Like when he's on screen, you're going to say, hey, isn't that? And, you know, there you go.
I take it he immediately dies.
No.
Oh, okay. the way you set that up was like, he's not there very long, and then, you know, hey, isn't that? And then that's the end. Oh, okay, he's dead.
Yeah. So really good movie. You know, thriller kind of movie. Really good. Really, really well done. Fantastic twist at the end of it. Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
Oh gosh. So watched new movie just came out a little while ago called Boss Level. Have you guys seen Boss Level?
No.
Sounds
familiar.
So Boss Level is on Hulu. This is starring Frank Grillo. Mel Gibson is also in it. Naomi Watts is in it. Michelle Yeoh is in it. Actually a better movie than I expected. Not phenomenal, but it's fun. This is the popcorn-y action movie that Mortal Kombat definitely is not. So this is fun. This has some great fight scenes in it. It's a time travel thing. It's a time loop.
Okay.
I'm
sold.
Yeah, see, knew you guys would like that.
I'm in.
It's pretty good. It's not like fantastic, but it's a good movie.
Okay, so
I'm on IMDb and I read the, you know, the little synopsis, and it's a one line thing. It says, a retired special forces officer is trapped in a never ending time loop on the day of his death. Hasn't this been done
a
million times?
Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
Yes, it has.
That and
Groundhog Day
and what else? Happy Death Day. I mean, I'm in because it's sci-fi and it's time travel, but it just seems like they didn't do anything new with this.
Oh yeah, I mean the foundation of the story is just that it's very, very tropey. But the story itself, the movie itself, is a lot of fun. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. I think it's worth watching. Okay. Give it a shot.
Okay.
Another new thing was Synchronic. So Synchronic, 2019 movie. This is on Netflix. This had the thing that jumped out at me. Anthony Mackie's in it. I like Anthony Mackie. My wife likes Anthony Mackie. We're going to watch an Anthony Mackie movie.
This one?
This movie is an absolute train wreck of a movie. This also has to do with like a time travel-y kind of thing that's facilitated by some sort of weird street drug. There's a storyline in it that like shouldn't even exist because it's just this huge distraction and nonsensical. I can't recommend
see this.
I really can't recommend it.
Here's how good this movie is. I saw this movie 2 months ago. I don't remember seeing it.
2 months ago.
And I don't remember the fact that I've seen, not only do I not remember the movie, I don't even remember that I saw it. Until I pulled up the page on IMDb just now. And even then, like if you ask me to tell you what happens in it.
So I shouldn't add this to my list then.
No.
All due respect to Anthony Mackie.
Beyond that, I think I talked about Gangs of London last time the review show on AMC. The series is still going. Really, really good. Really deep. Really dark. Fantastic. And then last night, we watched both Infinity War and Endgame. They happen to be on like TBS or TNT.
Oh, I heard those were good.
we watched Infinity War like while we were eating dinner, and then Endgame started, and my wife said she wanted to watch Endgame again, which is obviously fine by me. And at that point I said, well, okay, I'm just going to go to Disney Plus and put it on, because, you know, no commercials.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And yeah, I mean, everyone knows I love both of those movies. They're fantastic.
What I find really annoying is I have Infinity War in 3D and I cannot find Endgame in 3D.
Mm.
And I'm really annoyed.
Okay.
Because it's really good in 3D.
Hmm. Cool. So that's it. That's all I got.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
let me pull Eric, my what about you? Show notes up. I've got kind of a new layout here, so I'm still trying to get my head around things. So my son was visiting the week prior to this past week, one of the weeks we missed recording, and I was very proud of him because, first of all, the whole trip, we did not play any video games together the whole trip.
Wow.
First time ever.
Wow.
We did, however, play role-playing games, like tabletop role-playing games.
Nice.
That's awesome. Awesome. He's hooked on the Star Wars role-playing game. He is texting me like pretty much daily saying, hey, can I get my character to do this? Can I get this other sidekick? I'm like, that would be sidekick number three. No, you're not building an army here.
Maybe he is.
He's trying to. He's all in on it, though, and he wants to start playing D&D, and it's, yeah. But so one of the cool things was I tried once again to get him hooked on Star Wars Rebels, Clone Wars, which he did watch the episode with the Talls in it from season one, because they're the closest thing that Star Wars has to sloths, and he's really sloth-obsessed. But he did watch the original Clone Wars miniseries thing. I forget
the
guy who does them, but he watched those and he started watching Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of him because he is now a Whovian. And
What did you start him with?
I was going to ask the same question.
Well, yeah. You can't start him on the Christopher Eccleston stuff because none of it makes any sense.
Mm.
And I wanted to start him on David Tennant because I think David Tennant, while he's not my favorite doctor, may arguably be the best doctor. But the first episode with David Tennant, I don't think is a good starting point. However, the first episode with Matt Smith, I think it's Stephen Moffat wrote it, was specifically designed to be a really good starting point. So I started him on Matt Smith. And he loves it so much, he doesn't want to go back and watch the others. And I'm like, no, you will do so, or I will exile you to another planet. Like, it's going to happen. it's going to happen. Yeah, but we got through first season, probably halfway through the second season.
Wow.
Yeah, he's nice. He's hooked. So I was really proud of him for taking a chance on that and it succeeding.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. Yeah. I mean, the Matt Smith stuff is solid.
Oh, yeah.
And the David Tennant stuff is really good too.
Matt Smith is my favorite. And this is how I started. I watched the first two episodes of Matt Smith and then I went back and started at the beginning with Christopher Eccleston. Had it not been seeing the Matt Smith stuff, I don't know that I would have gotten through the Christopher Eccleston stuff.
I had no experience with Doctor Who before the Eccleston stuff came out, and I started with him.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, wow, this is really bad.
Yeah.
So as far as like, you know, the special effects, and I'm like, but maybe it's supposed to be this way. I'm like, okay, I'll just stick with it. And when they changed doctors, I was like, oh, okay. I think I heard that was a thing.
Yeah.
And then
what they did was BBC Canada shipped in on the production costs with BBC UK starting with season two. Okay. So that's when the production like really got a lot better.
Right, right. And the Matt Smith stuff, I mean, the David Tennant stuff was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And just built from there. So I was hooked up.
I just didn't think my son was going to be able to hop in on that particular David Tennant episode and really get hooked. Whereas the story for the Matt Smith one, The Girl Who Waited, the first one, was just a really, really good, solid introduction to Doctor Who. Not because it's Matt Smith, but because that episode is a good hook. So anyhow, other things I've seen. I watched Chaos Walking with Tom Holland and Daisy Ridley. It's based on a young adult sci-fi post-apocalyptic series, trilogy of books.
It's just released, right?
Yeah, just released. Relatively new, and it's not bad. It's I don't think they're going to make sequels to it. It makes me curious enough to read the books to see where the story goes from there on out. But the ending of the movie didn't see like it seemed like they set the movie up to be very epic, and then it didn't have a very epic ending. And I don't think a lot of people are going to like it. I didn't mind it. I thought it was good. Tom Holland in it was great. Daisy Ridley was great. It was who played Jyn Erso's father in Rogue One? Is it Mads Mikkelsen?
Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah, he was in it. He played the antagonist. He was great. Like it was a good movie. I just don't think it's gonna succeed. So check it out if you want. It's good enough. I finally watched The Hitman's Bodyguard because they just came out with a trailer for the sequel.
Yes.
And
The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Yeah. And I never saw the first, and I thought, well, the sequel, you know, the trailer looks pretty good. Maybe I should go back and watch the first one. And I skipped it because people said it wasn't that good.
It's a fun
people
movie.
People are stupid.
They are.
It was a fun movie.
Yeah.
It was like, I mean, yeah, it was over the top. But
it's supposed
it was,
to be, right?
It was a fun movie.
Premise is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Samuel Jackson, Ryan Reynolds. It was, especially in light of we're talking about other like popcorn movies and stuff. No, this was a solid one. There was one quote by Ryan Reynolds that I really want to quote here on the show, and I can't because
it came from Ryan Reynolds.
He ruined this word. Do you know how hard that is to do?
Oh,
yeah. the word Samuel Jackson is best known for. So.
Yes.
Yeah. What else did I see? I saw, and this is the last thing I saw, and there's one or two other things I think one other thing I want to mention. I saw a documentary called Phenomenon. I forget which one of the streaming networks it's on. It's one of those alien Area 51 documentaries. Like it's not something I'm into, but it's like, well, you know, I was bored. Let's see how this is. I've heard some good things about it. And I will say that of all of the kind of the alien conspiracy documentaries, this was the most interesting. So this is set after the government's release of the declassification of the different sightings by fighter pilots and naval officers and things like that. And it's mostly made up of interviews with military personnel, government officials, very credible, seemingly very credible sources. They go back into kind of the history of the sightings and how it came about. And they kind of go from there and they bring it up to modern day. And it was the first time I've watched a documentary like this that made me think it was plausible because most of them are silly, goofy.
Yeah.
You know, it's the old Jerry Springer thing. You watch it because then it makes you feel more normal, right?
I'm guessing you either saw it on Discovery Plus. It's also available on Prime.
I might have seen it on
Prime. Or Apple TV.
Not sure. It was worth watching, though. Like, if you're into documentaries, if you're into just kind of that kind of thing in general, yeah, I don't know that it's going to change people's minds. I will say it is the first one I've ever seen that could be convincing. I guess it's probably the best way to describe it. So it was interesting. And then that's it for things I've watched. I did finish a book. I'm really behind on books. There is an author that I've discovered. Lou, you and I've talked about Douglas E. Richards before, and we're both fans of his stuff. There's another author that I haven't read a lot of his stuff, but he may be my new favorite. His name is Jeremy Robinson. I read a book of his called Infinite. And then I just finished a second book of his called NPC about a serial killer who believes that he's in, you're familiar with simulation theory, like we're all in the Matrix, that kind of thing. Yeah. Yep. So there's a serial killer who thinks that. And then I loved it so much that he came out with a sequel to Infinite like a few weeks ago. And so I immediately went and picked that up. And I guess there's another book that kind of loosely ties into it. And I almost went and read that instead because like this guy's kind of building this whole, I don't know, like a universe around some of the books, not all of his books, because he's got a crap load of books out there, but he's got some really interesting sci-fi concepts behind what he does. So I would recommend, so I'd start with Infinite and then I'd pick up NPC and then I'd probably go with Infinite too. I'm still going through the rest of his books, but NPC was really good. Infinite I liked better, but they're both really solid books. Again, it's Jeremy Robinson. And then that's it. Cool. I've been the rest of the time over the last 2 to 3 weeks, I've been watching YouTube videos, studying how to be a GM for the Star Wars role-playing game, how to use these different online tabletop role-playing game systems. We all got to play in a game Saturday morning, hosted by Lila, one of our other podcast staff members. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. And then
it was good. And I must say, these new tools online are a whole different aspect of, I mean, that's fantastic. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been working on setting that up for our Star Wars.
A lot of stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's pretty good. So, Lou, you and Carrie are going to get to test that out on Thursday night for the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah. I got to figure out timing with that, cause I have that, thing with, Tim Zahn's book release thing Thursday night too, but
wait, what? No, what now?
Too long. There's an online thing for Tim Zahn.
You got an invite and I didn't.
No, I didn't get an invite. I paid for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought a ticket. It was
you bring it up for the rest of the class?
You didn't get yours in the mail?
What's this Tim Zahn thing? Is it Star Wars related?
It's coming with a check. Yeah. Okay. It's
about the Thrawn novel?
A discussion of the next Thrawn novel coming out. Yeah. Spoiler-free discussion of the next Thrawn novel.
And it's like a pay-per-view sort of thing?
Yeah, it's hosted by Repop. It's basically, technically, it's part of New York City Comic Con.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So. Okay. Well, let me know how it goes, and maybe we'll have to reschedule the game session. But
no, I don't think it's very long. It's early in the evening. I think it just goes like a half hour or 45 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad. Like he'll have plenty of time after that to join us. So.
Yeah, he should be able to. Yeah,
exactly. You know, he wrote the Darkstrider campaign. He didn't write the whole thing, but he was involved in the creation of the Darkstrider campaign for West End Games way back in the early days of the Star Wars role-playing game, back when he used a different system. And then some of the content from that series ended up bleeding into some of his books too. So,
okay.
Cool. He would totally join us, Lou. You just got to ask him.
I'll ask him. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, me and Tim.
They do like question and answer sessions and stuff. Just, you know, line up and get up behind the virtual microphone and Mr. Exactly. Zahn, big fan. What are you doing in about 47 minutes?
I'll try that. All right. See how it works out.
All right.
Okay.
I guess that's going to do it for this episode of reviews for Random Chatter. Welcome back. We're glad that we are back in the air, bringing you more stuff. We are going to be returning with our lightning round episodes very soon as well. So stay tuned for those. We are going to cover some of the big news topics that we haven't got a chance to cover in the next episode, which will be Random Chatter 335.
Yes.
So stay tuned for that. You can find those here on YouTube. Go to randomchatter.com/YouTube, or you can go to randomchatter.com and find all of our podcasts, even stuff that is not here on YouTube. But while you're here on YouTube, hit the subscribe button, the like button, the notification button, lots of buttons. Hit all the good ones. Just don't hit the bad ones. And what else? Randomchatter.com/store to pick up merchandise, /Patreon to learn how to help support the network. And we will see you in the next episode. So until then, take care.